Today's daf is Samach Hey. We're going to start right at the top of the Mishnah. Baal Ov Zeh Pitom HaMedaber. Okay, so now we're going to get into what's a Baal Ov, what's a Yedoni, what are the differences between them, are they considered one Isur generally, two, we'll talk about it. So Baal Ov is, Pitom is a name of a Mechashef, like a magician type person. It's a Pitom HaMedaber Mishechyo. He basically calls up the dead, and then from under his armpit, the dead speak. The Yidoni Zehamedaber Bepiv. Okay, he speaks it with his mouth. Okay, we're going to see that if you look in Rashi, he already tells you what the Gemara is going to say, which is there's this Chaya Chachishma Yadua. There's an animal called a Yadua, and he would take a bone from that animal, put it in his mouth, and the bone would then speak words, presumably from the dead, or would kind of bring up spirits. Hare elu biskila. So those two get skila. We're going to see they're different from a whole bunch of other types of witchcraft that are only isurei lavim and not skila. You wouldn't get skila for them. V'hanish'al bahem, and someone who goes to one of these people to ask advice, ba'azhara, meaning they're warned, okay, which is al tifnu el avot el yidonim. And it's a lav. It's not, you don't get mobbed for it, but it's forbidden to do. So the Gemara starts off. The Gemara starts off by comparing this Mishnah to the first Mishnah in Kritut. Okay, before we even read inside, so Kritut starts off with Shloshim v'shesh kretot batorah. There's 36 times where a person gets karet, and then it lists all the karets. And on all these things, it said that al elu, the second Mishnah says, al elu chayavim al zdonan karet. If you do them b'mezid, you get karet. Va'al shigigatam chatat. Okay, and if you did a bishkaga, you get a chatat, and then aloho dasha lahem. Okay, then we get to Asham Talif. Well, that's not so important for our issue right now. So now, in that list of all the things that you get karet for, and on the shkaga you get a chatat, listed there is hamigadef, which we'll get to later, and listed there is the baal ov. But what's not listed there? The yidoni. So the Gemara is going to ask, why is it different in our Mishnah where Baal Ov and Yidoni both get skila and they're treated at the harsh level, whereas Maishnagabe Kritu to Katane Baal Ov Vishaire the Yidoni? So they added in the Baal Ov there but left off the Yidoni. So what's the answer? What's the reason? So we're going to have two approaches. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, okay, one approach is going to go along the lines that Yidoni is included, it's just not mentioned. And the other is going to say Yidoni is specifically excluded. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a machloket about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ho'il u'shnehem belav echad ne'emru. Okay, the lav is one. It says, right, I have to find the pasuk. Ish o isha ki yihyeh bahem ov o Yidoni. It's Vayikra Kaf and it's bet in the Torah or here if you have it on the side. So a man or a woman who has among them or who has... Right, kia bahem, exactly what that means, but okay, they're in over Yidoni. Motu matu, okay, so if they do one of these things, they get the death penalty. Ba'evin yir gemuotam, there you have it, skila, de mehem bam. So now remember, we learned everything out from the Ovi Yidoni, you remember that? This is where it says you get skila and de mehem bam, and from there we learned every time it says de mehem bam, you get skila. So, what does he say? What? Mine is bet. Oh, yeah, that's weird. You don't have all the psukim. That's so interesting.
I only have one. Mine's very old, but mine isn't.
Well, the psukim must have changed since then.
No,
I don't know how the old should matter, right? They include other things. It could be they included. It must be. I think they include all sorts of ones that are in Rashi, whereas yours just includes the ones that are in the Gemara. Okay, so it might be in the Torah or in number Aleph. Okay, so what's the difference? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ho'il b'shnehem b'lav echad ne'emru. So the Mishnah in Kritut just mentioned one of them. In this list of 36, you can mention the Baal Ov, and obviously it includes the Yidoni, because they're all part of the same lav. Rish Lakish amar Yidoni lefi she'ein bo ma'aseh. Yidoni is different from the Baal Ov, because the Yidoni doesn't have a ma'aseh. We're going to get to what exactly is the ma'aseh, the Baal Ov. It's going to be another one of those tapim, but we're going to talk about what's considered a ma'aseh in order to be mechayev you, because we always talk about things that don't have a ma'aseh, or maybe we'll see that some people think things that don't have a ma'aseh you are chayav for. We're going to see. So Rish Lakish says, Yidoni doesn't have a maaseh, and there's a pasuk about Korban Chatat. It says, Asher nasi yecheta ve'asa achat mihena. So asa means you have to have an asiyah, you have to have a maaseh. And he says, what does he do? He puts this bone in his mouth. Now, that's not a maaseh because nothing happened when he put the bone in his mouth. Once the bone's in his mouth, what happens? The bone starts speaking by itself. Okay, how we understand the, right? And it's clear, we're going to see later, that the rabbis believed in this stuff, that it existed, just we can't do it. So the assumption is the bone starts talking all by itself, and therefore, he doesn't do any action. It's the bone doing the action. So that's what Rish Lakish says. It's not a maaseh. So now we're going to have the ping pong, you know, what does each one say, etc. You know, why doesn't one agree with the other, all those kind of things. So Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Baal Ov Dinakat. So if it's Baal Ov and Yidoni included according to Rabbi Yochanan, so why does it just say Baal Ov and it doesn't say Yidoni? Could have, right? Why did it choose Baal Ov and not Yidoni? That's easy. Mishum de Patach Bekra, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yebam Ov O Yidoni. Ov always comes first in the Psukim about the Ov and the Yidoni. So therefore, the Mishnah chose one of them, you know, chose the first one. Berish Lakish, my time aloha marka Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Yochanan that really you're chayav chatat for both? Amar Papa, chalukin hem bimita. Rav Papa says it's because when it says about the death, it says, right, isha isha ki yebem, ov o yidoni. And therefore he treats them as two separate things, which means, remember what? Okay, let's go back now. If the Baal Ov is included, the Baal Ov and the Yidoni are included as one, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah about the Korban Chatat, you know, what you chayav karet and what you get, what you have to bring a Korban Chatat for. His assumption is, what if you did both? You'd only be chayav one, because it's considered one act. This goes back to what we learned a few Pesukim ago, about if it's one Isur, Behelem Achad, then you're only chayav one Chatat. So Rabbi Yochanan views it as all one Isur. And what does Rabbi Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish says, it's two separate Isurim. It says, Ov, O Yidoni, Motyumatu, right? And then, I'm specifically telling them the Motyumatu because you'll see in a minute why. So if you are about over Yidoni, you will get the death penalty. So he says, there you see, it's two separate Isurim. If it's two separate Isurim, if the Mishnah was going to list them, it would have listed them separately. It wouldn't have listed them one included in the other because there's two separate Isurim here, and you'll get chatat for each one separately. And therefore, it must be that you don't get a chatat because if you did, it would have been listed here. That's what Rish Lakish doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the fact that they're chalukin heim b'mita? So Rabbi Yochanan, chalukah delav shma chalukah, dimita lo shma chalukah. It's only considered two distinct acts if they're separated when it comes to the lotaseh, the azhara. So remember, there's always the azhara. We're reviewing issues that we keep coming across here. There's psukim that say it's asur to do this, and then there's psukim that give the punishment if you do it. So he says, when they're talking about the punishment and they separate them, that's not considered that they're two separate acts. Only when it separates them in the lav. And therefore, this is separated only in the mitah, and that doesn't count. So according to Rish Lakish, they're considered two separate acts because they're separated by in the pasuk about the punishment. But Rabbi Yochanan says that's not considered separation. Therefore, you can view them as one act when it comes to a korban chatat. And therefore, right, because they're both part of bringing up the dead, and therefore, they're considered, right, when we see the Baal Ov in the Mishnah Kritu, we're going to view it as Baal Ov including the Yidoni also. So chalukah delav shma chalukah, dimita lo shma chalukah. Now we're going to go. So that was why Rish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That's where we started. Now we're going to say Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo arm Rish Lakish. Why doesn't he say like Rish Lakish about his embo maaseh and you're not chayav a chatat? Amar lecha matnitin dekritu Rabbi Akiva hi. The Mishnah in Kritut is all according to Rabbi Akiva, who has a unique shita de amar lo beina maaseh. Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need a maaseh in order to be chayav a korban chatat, which means that he would include the Yidoni, which even though it doesn't have a maaseh, Rabbi Akiva would have included it. Now, how do we know? Okay, this is important to see the whole Mishnah. So if you don't see the whole Mishnah, you don't really understand. But the Mishnah, okay, it actually doesn't say it's divrei Rabbi Akiva, but the Mishnah Beta continues along from Mishnah Aleph is all the list of these 36 things. Mishnah Bet says, "Aleilu chayvim shdonam karei shigadam katan nebet biyashram taloi chutz min nedadam neshu ba'ole biyured." I'm not going to get into the details. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. B'chachamim amrim af hamigadef. Rabbi Chachamim say even the migadef is included in this list, which whoever write the. I'm sorry. One second. He says af hamigadef. The Chachamim say is not included in this list. Okay? Chachamim say the Megadef is an exception to the rule. So the Megadef is listed, the one who curses God. But Chachamim say we don't include the Megadef in the list. Now, why do Chachamim say we don't include the Megadef in the list? What must be the obvious reason? What does a Megadef do? He curses God with words. So therefore, they're going to assume that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Alav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, you do bring a Korban Chatat. And that matches Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And that's why they say the Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so therefore, where do we start? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rish Lakish, who says that the Yidoni is missing because it doesn't have a Ma'aseh? Because the Mishnah, Dafka thinks you're Chayav Korban Chatat, even if it doesn't have an action associated with it. And why is that? Because the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, who includes in the Korban Chatat, even if there isn't a Ma'aseh. Now, obviously, we're going to have a big problem according to Rish Lakish. How's Rish Lakish going to explain this? For Rish Lakish, Nehi Delo Bai Rabbi Akiva, Ma'aseh Rabba, Ma'aseh Zuta Bai. How's Rish Lakish going to explain this? He's going to say, well, there's a difference between minor ma'aseh and a more major ma'aseh. Okay, in other words, we're going to say that a megadef that's included in the list is more of a ma'aseh, and the Baal Ov also, in theory, is not really much of a ma'aseh, right? What does he do? He brings up the dead, and they speak from under his armpit. So neither really seems to be much of a ma'aseh, but we're going to get to this in the Gemara, how he feels that there's a difference between when it's a ma'aseh rabba, okay, when it's not such a ma'aseh, but it's a greater type of, he's doing something, that's more than the yidoni, which is not a ma'aseh at all. So in other words, even what we're going to now say is, even Rabbi Akiva says, Yuchai korban katat, even when there's no ma'aseh, he's going to say there has to be some sort of ma'aseh. In other words, when there's no ma'aseh at all, like the yidoni, then you're not going to be chayav a korban chatat. So now we're going to go through. So megadef, my ma'aseh ika, what's the ma'aseh that the megadef does? Akimat sfatav have ma'aseh, he moves his lips. That's already enough of a ma'aseh. Baal ov, my ma'aseh ika, what about the baal ov? Hakashat zro'otav have ma'aseh, he flaps his arms in order, remember we said the dead speak from under his armpits. So he does this ma'aseh, flapping his arms under his armpits, as opposed to, right, so one moves his, right, the megadef moves his mouth, the baal ov moves his arms, but the yidoni just puts the bone in his mouth, which we said that's not an act because nothing happens at that point. The other ones, as they're doing the act, comes out either the blasphemous statement or the words from the dead. But this guy puts the bone in his mouth, and while it's just sitting in his mouth, the words come out. So that's not even a ma'aseh. So even Rabbi Akiva, who holds you bring a korban chatat for a ma'aseh, according to Rish Lakish, would say that you don't even bring a ma'aseh. I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish, would say that's not even a ma'aseh for Rabbi Akiva, there would be mechayev you to bring a korban chatat. V'afilu l'rabbanan. So now we're going to say that even according to Rabbanan, you'd be chayav for, according to this, what's he saying? That the hakashat zorotav and akimat svatav is considered a ma'aseh. So now, what about chachamim? Would they even agree with this? V'hatanya eino chayav el al davar sheyesh bo ma'aseh kigon zibuach kitur v'nisuch v'ishtachava'a. Okay, so now we have a braita that says that you're not chayav if there's no maaseh. That's Chachamim's opinion. Like zibuach kitur nisuch v'ishtachava'a. Okay, and those have an act associated with it. Anything that doesn't have an act won't be, but those have an act. The Amar Rish Lakish says, who's speaking here? Whose opinion is this? So you would think it's Chachamim. But Rish Lakish says, no. Man tana ishtachava'a, Who includes bowing on the list? Now we're going to see that bowing, according to Rish Lakish, isn't even a maaseh. Rabbi Akiva hi, damar lo bi'ina maaseh. Rabbi Yochanan amar filu tema rabbanan kfifat komato l'rabbanan havi maaseh. So Rabbi Yochanan thinks that bowing is a maaseh according to Chachamim, and it would be chayav. But Rish Lakish says bowing is not even a maaseh, and therefore the brayta that says that you're chayav in bowing is only according to Rabbi Akiva and not Chachamim. So now the Gemara is going to question: Hashta the Rish Lakish kfifat komato l'rabbanan lo havi maaseh. Hakashat zorotav de bal ov havi maaseh. What happened? The Mishnah said, remember, okay, you have to remember the structure of the Mishnah. The Mishnah included the Baal Ov, right? Then it included the Megadev. Came Chachamim, and they disagreed, right? Megadev is not going to get Chiyuv Chatat. So we said, right, Rabbi Yochanan says the Baal Ov includes the Yidoni also. Right? Rish Lakish says, right, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says that the Yidoni is not included. Because the Yidoni is not a maaseh. Well, then what about the Balov and the Megadeh? Ah, they're a maaseh, because there's a kimatz v'tav, a kashat v'rotav, right? And then they say, well, does he mean, even according to Chachamim, that's going to be a maaseh? And if you think so, right, that the Balov, he moves his arms, maybe that's a maaseh for Chachamim. Rish Lakish himself held that when it came to Hishtachava'a, according to Chachamim, that's not even a maaseh. If Hishtachava'a isn't a maaseh, you're going to think that Hakashat or Otav is a maaseh, right? Which would you put on the list as more of a maaseh? Bowing, right? And why isn't it a maaseh? Because bowing, you know, it's a maaseh, but it's not a real, you're not actually doing anything, changing anything, right? Maybe it's about changing something. You know, it's more, you could bow, like you could bend down on the floor, right? That's not a maaseh. Bowing down to an idol, that, you know, if you bent on the floor before the idol, maybe that's not a maaseh, you bent down to pick something up. No, yes, so you can
that's
see.
That's what they do up on Har HaBayit now.
Right, that's what they do, exactly. That's why I thought of it, because that's what people do on Har HaBayit. They pretend to drop something, and then they pick it up, and then they, you know, get in some sort of bowing there. That's why I had it in my head.
And then they go to jail.
Okay, and then they go to jail for that, right. So obviously, that is considered a maaseh. But exactly. So that's the question here. Ki ka'amar Rish Lakish, so now they're going to say, why is it not a problem, this question? Ki ka'amar Rish Lakish, nami l'Rabbi Akiva, abala Rabbanan lo. Rish Lakish said, no, this is only considered a maaseh according to Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbanan. Now, why do we think that this was also according to Chachamim? Because remember, Chachamim just disagrees about the Megadev, but Chachamim didn't disagree about the Baal Ov. So now Rish Lakish is going to be in a problem. What's the issue? According to the pshat of the Mishnah, the Baal Ov, according to Chachamim, would bring a Korban Chatat, because Chachamim don't say except for the Baal Ov. Chachamim just say except for the Megadev. So if Rish Lakish's whole theory is the Yidoni is excluded because it doesn't have a maaseh, right? And then the Baal Ov has a maaseh, and that's why it's on the list. Even Chachamim would agree it has a maaseh. And how could Rish Lakish say that if they say when Hishtachava'a Chachamim don't think it's a maaseh, how could the Baal Ov actually have a maaseh? So Rish Lakish says, oh no, really, Chachamim don't think the Baal Ov is supposed to be on this list. They also, okay, even though it doesn't say so in the Mishnah, we're going to remove Baal Ov from the list according to Chachamim. So now the Gemara is going to obviously ask, Ihacha yatsa megadefu Baal Ov mibayle, right? It should have said at the end of that Mishnah, Afa megadef u Baal Ov are not included in the list. So therefore, we reject this whole mahalach, according to Rish Lakish. It's problematic because it doesn't make any sense, right? It's not a good explanation of the Mishnah because it doesn't fit with the Mishnah. The Baal Ov and the Megadev should both be off the list. So remember, what did we say according to Rish Lakish? Yidoni is off the list even according to Rabbi Akiva because that really has no maaseh. The Baal Ov and the Megadev have minor maasim and that's going to be enough to keep them in the list. Chachamim, though, would disagree and think that they're off the list because Chachamim, according to Rish Lakish, don't even include Hishtachava'a. But that doesn't match the Mishnah, so we're stuck. So therefore, we're going to assume now that we're going to have a different explanation of what a Yidoni is, and therefore why it's excluded. Ela amarula b'mikater lashed. Okay, we're going to say, I'm sorry, the Baal Ov. Now we're going to explain the Baal Ov that was mentioned here. Why do Chachamim only exclude the Begadef and not the Baal Ov? Because the Baal Ov discussed here is not the Baal Ov of Hakashat Zro'otav, which isn't really a maaseh. It's where the Baal Ov actually offers up a ketoret to a shade, to some sort of spirit, where he's actually doing one of those acts of mikater, and that's why the Baal Ov is included in this list and isn't excluded by Chachamim. Okay, so now we're going to say the Baal Ov is something totally different. It's not bringing up the spirits like that. He offers up, and it has to do with spirits, but he offers up a ketoret to the shade in order to get it to speak. Amale Rava mikater l'shedo v'da kochavimu. But that's just classic of Avodah Zarah. That should be included in something else. It wouldn't be called the Baal Ov. El amar Rava b'mikater l'chaver. How do you pronounce it? L'chaver? Chover? What?
Chaber.
L'chaber. Okay, to a charmer. Okay, which means he's like offering up an incense to a type of animal to get him to... or to a spirit, to get the spirit to speak. It's not the same as Avodah Zarah. He's not worshiping it. He's offering a ketoret in order to get it to speak. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, wait a minute. Amar le Abaye, ha-mikater l'chaber, chover chaver hu. But that's a whole separate iser. That's said in the Torah. It's a lo tasev. You know, don't go, I forget the pasuk. Let's see if it quotes it here. Here. It's in the list of, right, all the things you can't do. Right, it comes after the Kosem Ksamim, Ma'onem, Menachesh, Mechashef, and even before that was the Ma'avir B'no B'toba Molech. We saw that pasuk yesterday. So they're saying that's a separate one. So they say, in, you're right though, Vatomra Amra, Chover Zeviskila. There's a distinction. There's a general Chover Chaver, and then there's someone who's mikater to the chaver, and that guy's going to get skila. A regular chover chaver, now that someone who goes to a or someone who charms animals, is going to get, it's just an isur lav. But if you do it in this way, where you bring him a ketoret, that you get skila for. Tana Rabbanan, chover chaver, echad chabar gadol, echad chabar kat. What's it? Chov. Keep pronouncing it wrong.
This is chover chaver.
No, echad chabar.
Chaver gadol, chaver katan.
Someone who gathers, again, there's a few different interpretations, but let's just go with the basic. Someone who gathers larger animals, or someone who gathers smaller animals, like insects and other creepy crawlers. Bafilu nechashim v'akrabim, even snakes and scorpions. Okay, that's called a chover chaver. All those things are included. Someone who charms these type of animals. Amar Abaye, Hilchach man ditzemet zibura va'akrava, af agav dekamachavin delo lizke asur. Someone who charms, how do you translate zibura? It's not a zebra, right? It's something else, and an akrav, and a scorpion.
They say it's a bee.
A bee, right, that makes sense. Right, like a dvora. Someone who charms a bee and a scorpion, even though he's trying, why is he charming them? To protect himself, right? Let's say they're coming toward you, and he uses this charming method of getting them to kind of, you know, fight against each other and leave him alone, that is also usher. That's included in Chover Chaver. Okay, so now we're done with, right, so we've now said, according to Ula, that the Baal Ov in the Mishnah, according to Rish Lakish, must be someone who offers ketoret to a spirit, to charm it. Okay, and it's a little different than the classic chover chaver is what we've established, and that's the case, and that's why it's a maaseh, okay, because actually it causes something to happen, okay, it causes an action to happen, and therefore it's aser, and therefore you give a korban katan. Now back to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, hishtachava'a was included according to Chachamim, right? It is a maaseh. So Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna dikfifat komato l'rabanan have maaseh, va'akimat svatav lo have maaseh. Why is the migadef excluded, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, but hishtachava'a would be included? Okay, why do we distinguish between the act of bowing and the act of cursing? So they give an interesting answer. Amarava shani migadef ho'il v'yeshno balev. A migadef is nothing unless you have it intent in your heart. So the main issur of migadef is just in your heart. And we generally, anything that's in your heart, you don't get punished if you have a bad thought. Certainly, the beitin can't require you to bring a korban chatan. Maybe you could get curried for it. But the Beit Din can't require you to bring a Korban Chatat, and therefore the Megadef does not bring a Korban Chatat, but the Shachava'a, the one who bows, would bring a Korban Chatat. Okay, some ask, what do you mean? But bowing without in the lev is also really not much of anything, so you can ask a question on that. Much of Rabbi Zeira says, what do you mean, though? Yeah.
You're showing other people, and that's really...
Ah, Hishtachava is a little more public.
Yeah.
Right, then although you're cursing, in theory, in public also. Your curse could be in public, and it's cursing God could also be...
No, what I'm saying is the difference between, like, what's in your heart. You know, you're saying, like, if it's just in your heart.
But again, we're talking about someone who curses God,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the intent is in your heart.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I actually struggled a little bit with understanding this. I'm thinking also, we're talking about whether you're chayav a korban chatat. Now, you're chayav a korban chatat only if you do something b'shogeg. So the assumption I'm assuming here, even though I couldn't really find it written, but I assume what they mean is, since it's a korban, you're chayav on a shogeg, if you don't have the right intent, well then you're cursing whatever, right, didn't mean as much as it would have. Although shkaga could be you didn't know it was usher, you did mean what you meant, but maybe that's also somewhat of the issue here. So much of Rabbi Zeira questions this and says, Yatsui dim zomimim, she'em behem maaseh. Ba'amai. Okay, so it says about edim zomimim, they're not on this list. Why? Because there's no maaseh of edim zomimim, right? They don't bring a korban chatat because, right, there's no action associated with edim zomimim. Ba'amai. Halit nuhu belev. But why? In other words, if you're going to say that what makes a maaseh not a maaseh is what's in your heart, so the edim zomimim, their sin isn't in their heart. I'm a rabba, shani edim zomimim ho il v'yeshno b'kol. So this edim zomimim is all about their voice.
Wouldn't
so then
be
this
Kimle question?
Why Kimle?
If they are going, if because they were zomimim, they're going to get the punishment that they would have caused.
Well, I guess they're saying an ed zomim.
Assume
they mean, right. So what would be the korban chatat that they would have here? No, but again, you wouldn't be chayav if you don't do a b'mezid. An ed zomim doesn't get his punishment unless it's b'mezid. So we're talking about someone who did b'shogeg, he would get a korban chatat. So, right? Yeah. Okay, so now, so Rava says, edim zomim are different because all they did was speak. In other words, it's just a problem with speech. So then they say, v'kol Rabbi Yochanan lav maaseh, who? But what do you mean? You think that a voice, using your voice, is not a maaseh? That's also, what does it mean they use their voice? But it's not just that they spoke, but they spoke to be heard. A kol, we always talk about kali itle, people hear it. They spoke to be heard by the court, right? But that's not a maaseh. So then they say, really? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that's a maaseh? Now we're going to bring somewhere where Rabbi Yochanan does say that doing something with your voice that causes an action, you know, that causes something to happen, will be, is considered a maaseh, or chayav. Itmar, v'ha itmar, doesn't it say, chasama b'kol v'inhiga b'kol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Rish Lakish Amar Patur. There's two Isurim, Lo Tachsom Shur B'disho. Right? You can't muzzle your animal while he's working. And you can't be Manhig, have two animals. I think this is Kilaim, right? Yeah. You get two animals, Lo Tachros Shur B'chamor Yachdav. You can't have a Shur and a Chamor, two different animals, pulling the wagon together. So if you got them to do it with words, like for example, your animal is going down to eat and you say, don't do that. Speak very harshly and they stop because you told them to. Or you prod your animals with words to go do the harisha together. So if you did it just b'kol without actually doing anything, Rabbi Yochanan actually says you're chayav. Now that would show, here you used your kol to get something to happen and you're chayav. And Rish Lakish says you're patur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayav, why? Uh-oh, what does he say? Akimat piv have maaseh. Moving your lips is a maaseh. Oh, that goes against what Rabbi Yochanan said before. V'rish lakish amar patur, because akimat piv lo have maaseh. So, ela amarava, shane edim zomimim. The reason edim zomimim are patur is not because the lav she'im bo maaseh. It's because ho'il v'yeshnam b'ri'iyah. It's a very strange answer. Okay? What does it mean? It means that their main issue, the main thing they did wrong was that they saw something. Now, that's very problematic because they themselves actually didn't see anything. They're claiming they saw something. But I assume you can explain it as in their whole, it wasn't so important what they said, it was what they said they saw. So the seeing really isn't, you can't call seeing an action also. I mean, this is a whole debate. What exactly is considered an action? What isn't? It's interesting because we've gotten to Lav Shem Amas. We've never gotten into this type of resolution, right? Your lathe and bringing in the sight and, you know, all different elements of it. So they say he sees Biri'iyah. Now, other people say there's a different nusach here entirely, and it's not Biri'iyah, it's Bi'iyah, which they translate to say like yay and nay, right? Like Ayah is saying yes, that he just said yes to his friend, and that was considered Eidut. That goes back to what we saw the other day, that if you just say yes, right, remember the Megadef, they don't say Shashem, Hashem, only one does, and the other says, and I too, and that maybe that's it. Anyway, it's a little bit of a difficult answer, and that's why there's different versions exactly what it is and different interpretations. So they end up trying to say that it's in a different category. It's not really a sin of the speech. It's a sin of either sight or something else. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're moving on to different definitions of the Baal Ov and the Yidoni. Baal Ov zeh medaber bein haprakim umibein atzilei yadav. Okay, he brings up the dead, and then it speaks between his joints or between his armpits. Yidoni zeh minech etzem yadua bepiv. This is what Rashi quoted before. He puts this bone from the yadua in his mouth. There's a few different interpretations of what kind of animal yadua is. And hu medaber me'elav, and it speaks by itself. Meitive, well, what do you mean? It's the Baal Ov is midaber mibein haprakim. It says v'haya ke'ov me'eretz kolech. My love, the Mishtai ki orche. And it sounds like it's, they say, here's a pasuk that compares, it's like the voice of the Ov coming out of the ground. But what do you mean? You said, right, the Braita says that it's coming not from the ground, it's coming from the armpits of the person who brings him up. So they think, my love, the Mishtai ki orche, from that source, it sounds like it's come, from that pasuk, it sounds like it's coming up from the ground normally. So they say, lo, deselik v'yativ b'na prakim. Umishkai. It means it comes from the ground, but from the ground it goes to the armpits or the joints, and from there the voice comes out. Very hard to understand these sources and what they're talking about in our world where we don't really have such things. Or at least maybe we do. We don't really know about them. Tashma, another source that seems to imply that this isn't exactly the Baal Ov. Vatomer Shaul Shaul, okay, here we go to the famous case of the Baal Ov when Shaul comes to this woman to be the Baalat, you know, the Baalat Ov, to bring up Shmuel from the dead to ask him what to do. Elohim Ra'iti Olim Min Ha'aretz. So she says, I saw a godlike figure coming out of the ground. So again, my lav demishtai ki orche, it sounds like the body was speaking from the ground. So they say, well, no, you could still explain. It came from the ground, but yati bena parkim. But it came through bena parkim, and then umishtai, and it spoke from there. Tana Rabbanan, Baal Ov, echad ha'ma'aleh b'zichuro. Okay, all different interpretations, but it seems to be someone who somehow uses his genitals, or a woman could be also using their genitals. That's why zichuro is a little problematic. It sounds like male genitals. And here we had in Shaul, there was a female Baalat Ov. Some people say it's just using their genitals. V'achad ha'nish'al b'gugolet, and someone who asks from, like, gets the skull, so to speak. Ma ben zeh lezeh, what's the difference between the two of them? Ma le v'zichuo eino ole kedarko, v'eino ole b'shabbat. This is going to get even weirder. The body doesn't go up normally, it comes like upside down, and it doesn't work on Shabbat, this method. Nish'al b'gugolet ole kedarkova ole b'shabbat. Okay, someone who asks from the skull, it comes up regular, and it comes up on Shabbat. Ula lehech, sorry, b'Shabbat ole lehech asalik hakameh manach. When it comes up, where does it go? Right, 1 second. What's this question? Right, doesn't it say it was munach al haaretz? Like it seems to be on the ground. Where is it going up to? It makes it sound like it's going up, like up in the, you know, it goes up to the sky or something. But. You know, in the Baal Ov, we see, and with the Baalat Ov, it was in front of her. Ela Ema one kidarkova one b'Shabbat. Okay, so what it means is that it answers kidarko. Okay, so in other words, it doesn't have to go under the armpits. It just, when you ask from the skulls, it comes straight from the skull. That's what it means. Ole means the voice comes up from the skull, and not that it goes through the body of the woman, or the man, or the Baal, or Baalat Ov. Ve one b'Shabbat, and it works on Shabbat. We've seen Tornifus, he asked Rabbi Akiva questions. We've seen it before. In this case, he's going to ask Rabbi Akiva like this. Amar lo, umay yom miyomayim. what's the difference between one day and another? In other words, what's this Shabbat? You say it's a holy day. Why is any day different from any other day? Amar lo, uma gever miguvrin. And why are you different from anybody else? Who made you in charge? It's kind of like a Korach type question, right? But this is a non-Jewish, right? He's a Roman guy asking Rabbi Akiva these questions. Amar le, demarit sabbat. Shabbat nami, demarit sabbat. What was it? My God told me. In other words, God said that it's different, and therefore it's different. Amar le, hachi kaminalach, mi yemar da'idna shabta. But he says, but this is what I mean. I mean, how do you know? Fine, maybe you have this one day that's holy. How do you know it's this day? How do you know you didn't mess up somewhere and it's some other day? Right, it's a good question. Amar lo, nahar sabbatyan yochiach, bal ov yochiach. Kivrosh alaviv yochiach. Okay, let's stop for a minute. It says, the nahar will prove it because the nahar sabbatyon, okay, was a, Rashi says it's nahar chad shalavanim, and every day of the week it was shotefa holech. And it runs really fast, and on Shabbat it's calm. So it's like a symbol of, this day must be Shabbat. And what did he try to do? Tried to show him symbols from his life. This is why I said, clearly the rabbis believed in this Baal Ov stuff. They knew it existed. Because the next thing he tells them is, a Baal Ov Yochiach, because no Baal Ov is ever able to get people up from the dead on Shabbat. Okay, this concept, which obviously he's getting at, is that things in the world rest, right? The dead are resting. The Nahar is resting on Shabbat. There's clearly something in the world you can see that's different. And here's his big insult. Kivrosh alaviv yochiach. Your father's grave will prove it. Why? Shein ma'ala asham b'Shabbat. Because every day there's fire burning in your, there's smoke coming out of your father's grave because he's burning in hell. But on Shabbat, it's not burning. And that's your proof. Amar lo bizitu biyashto b'kililato. Okay, he says, you've embarrassed me, right? You're mivazeuti, you're embarrassing me, and you're cursing me, in other words. That's not nice, the way you're speaking to me. Shoel ov hainu, v'doresh al hametim. Shoel ov hainu, v'doresh al hametim. Right, so now there's another pasuk which says, doresh al hametim. So I don't understand. Isn't a balat ov, a bal ov, doresh al hametim? Right, it goes to the dead. So they say, doresh al hametim kiditanya. Doresh lametim is a little different. Like it says in a bright, if a doresh lametim, zehamar ivatzmo, he starves himself, v'holech v'lam bebet hakvarot, k'deshe tishrei alav ruach tum'ah. Okay, he goes and he sleeps in the bet hakvarot, so that this ruach of tum'ah will come upon him, and through the ruach tum'ah, he will hear things that the dead are speaking of. K'shaya Rabbi Akiva megia l'mikra zeh, haya bochem. When he gets to this pasuk, doresh lametim, he would cry, because he would say like this, in other words, if somebody starves himself in order to make this happen, it actually works. All the more so, if someone should want to do this for positive, right, to have ruach tahara come upon him, right, which is what does it sound like, at least to me, what does it sound like he's alluding to? Nivuah, right? In other words, maybe someone could starve themselves and have nivuah come upon him. Aval, but what's the problem? Our avonot caused us that we no longer have nivuah. This goes back to what we talked about in yesterday's daf about the absence of nivuah and the struggle with not having nivuah anymore. Right? Your avonot are what's causing this rift between you and God, this lack of ability to have nivuah. Amar Rava, Ibao Tzadike Baru Alma. This is a line on the same lines of things that, in theory, could have happened. If the tzadikim wanted to, they could have created a whole world. Shne'amar Ki Avonotech Hayum Avdilim. They say that pasuk means, our Avonot differentiate us between God. What is God? He's the master creator. So that means that if it weren't for our Avonot, we'd have been able to create like God. We'd be able to create worlds. Rava Bara Gavra. Okay, now we're going to talk about things that the tzaddikim did create. Rava created a golem, okay? Some sort of human being, you know, some sort of, I don't know, not human being, but some sort of gavra, okay, like a golem. Shadra the kamei de Rabbi Zera. So he brings it to Rabbi Zera. Hava kamishtai bahadeh. Rabbi Zera is talking to the golem. Below hava kamahadrele. And the golem didn't speak back to him. Amar le, min chavara chavarya at hadr lafrich. You came from one of us, but go back to the dirt. In other words, you're useless for us. Rav Chanina v'Rav Hoshaya havoyat be'kol male shabta va'azke b'sefer yitzira. Okay, they were sitting Erev Shabbat, all of Erev Shabbat, and dealing with the Sefer Yitzira, okay, which is obviously something that they wanted to do something, create things, or whether they wanted to or not, this magical thing happened and a calf was created. There's always this egel meshulash. Well, it's like a something, it's always seen as the best. There's a few different interpretations of what it is. We've seen it in other times. We'll keep on, though. Va'achlule, they ate it. This sounds like the basar min hashamayim, right? That came down, another kind of heavenly thing that was created. Tana Rabbanan, me'onen, Rabbi Shimon Omer, zehama'avir shiva mine zachor la'ayin. Okay, now we're getting to other types of witchcraft. There's a me'onen, what's that? This sounds pretty disgusting. It's someone who takes, okay, again, there's different interpretations, but possibly semen from seven different types of animals and rubs it on his eyes and therefore can see things. Chachamim omrim zeha ochezet ha'inayim. Someone who uses, he closes, this is like a magician, someone who uses illusions to make people think they're seeing things. Rabbi Akiva omer zeha mechashev itim b'sha'ot. He figures out, he kind of calculates times. Va'omer hayom yafel latzeh, machar yafel likach, okay, and then it's something else. Okay, right. So he uses times to say, oh, today it looks like a good day for this. And, right, exactly. Horoscopes, exactly. Right. Limude arve shvi'iyot chitin yafot. Okay, that he says that on Erev Shvi'it, the chitin were supposed to be better. So he says all sorts of things. Ikure kitniyot miyot ra'ot. He's okay, he uproots the kitniyot in order to make them, it's like a thing to cause it to be better, like it's a superstitious thing. Tana Rabbanan, Menachesh zeha omer piton naflam mipiv. Okay, he says, oh, the bread fell out of his mouth. The Menachesh is, oh, the bread fell out of his mouth. That's a sign, right? This people do all the time, right? If this happens, then I won't go, right? Random things that have nothing to do with anything. Maklona flami ado, beno korelo mecharav. Okay, these are all things. If his makel fell, then don't do something. Or beno korelo mecharav. So that's a sign that he shouldn't go on the path because his son is calling him back. Oh, you call me back? Oh, maybe that's a sign I shouldn't go. Orev korelo, tzvi yipsiko baderech, nechash mimino v'shu'al mismolo. Right? All these signs. Oh, I see an animal on my left. That means it's a bad, you know, a bad sign for this. Al tatchil bi. Okay, this is all, if someone comes to take tzedaka from you. So you say, al tatchil bi shacharito. It's a bad sign. You're coming to me in the morning. I start off my day bad because I'm already lacking for money. Okay, or Rosh Chodeshu, or Motzei Shabbatu, right? It's bad to start my Rosh Chodesh like this, or Motzei Shabbat, you know, my week. You're starting me off with not a lot of money. Tana Rabbanan, last line, lo tenachashu v'lo tenenu, kigon elu hamanachashim b'chulda b'ofotu b'dagim. Okay, they use all sorts of animals. If this animal does this, then I know that. Okay, so that's that type of witchcraft.